This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is your home for all the audio that matters to you. Download the Odyssey app today to listen to the sports leader, The Fan, Rochester.
All right, it's time to set your Week 12 waivers. You know, make your claims for your fantasy football team. Get a win in Week 12, which gets underway on Thursday. Michael F. Florio, NFL Network.
Bills fans.
Stopping by the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. 9-2 heading into the bye. We're feeling good about that, Mike. I wanted to run a concept by you that you've probably heard before. I've heard it, you know, for years now, and I just think it's hilarious because we've come to the time of year where the sabotage drop may be in play. Tell everybody what the sabotage drop is, the players that you think in 2024 would fit the definition of a sabotage drop.
So you're talking about someone that you drop so that someone else in your league could pick up and go on a run?
Somebody else will pick up, and they'll have to deal with the headache that is Jalen Waddle, as an example.
Oh, yes, that is a Jalen Waddle, Deontay Johnson, Michael Pittman Jr., Nick Chubb, all of these big-name players who you see the name and you're like, oh, this guy must be a stud, or you just think back to when they were a stud. Like, names are not what we want in fantasy football. We want production. But it's a lot like Patrick Mahomes early in the season, right? Like, everyone was like, he's Patrick Mahomes, I got to start him. But he was giving you, like, Gardner Minshew-type fantasy numbers. So those are the perfect sabotage players, the ones you want to drop, the big names that someone will be like, why is Jalen Waddle on waivers? And then they add him and they get 6 points and they're like, that's exactly why he was on waiver wire.
So, Mike, one player that probably is unavailable, but is this guy real or not? I don't think you would want him in a PPR league, but we saw him up close and personal here in Rochester, that being MVS. It was one practice, Danger, and like, oh, that's why Marquez Valdez-Scantling is still in this league. He got right behind the Bills' defense. It didn't work out in Buffalo, but here he is. Last two games, three touchdowns, all on long plays for the Saints. Is this a worthy pickup, or was that just kind of the flash in the pan? You don't want to be chasing something here.
No, I think he is worth picking up, and you could potentially sneak one by this week because they're on bye this week, the Saints. So when you go to your waiver wire list, he's not going to be one of the top names because they're usually sorted by projections for that week or points scored on the year. So you might be able to get him for cheaper than you anticipate. But I do think he's worth picking up because, to me, he is the new Rashid Shaheed in that Saints offense. And if you remember to what Rashid Shaheed has been this year and last year with Derek Carr, very boomer bust. The floor is like 2-3 fantasy points, but the ceiling is high enough where it could win you the week. So especially if you're one of these teams dealing with injuries or heading into the play, like as we get closer and closer to the playoffs, if you're one of the underdogs in your league, he is the type of player that you could throw in your flex. And yeah, potentially you might not get any points, but if he hits, he's going to give you something like 20, 25 points. That is a league-altering type performance. So I wouldn't say just pick him up and straight start him over all your wide receivers. But if you've been struggling with flex spot or something like that all year, he is the type of player that I like because the floor might be what you've already kind of been getting from that spot, but the ceiling is the type of performance that could win you a week.
F, we'll get to week 12 starting Thursday with the Browns hosting the Steelers, and I wanted to get your preview of this game because I feel like it's the kind of game that you see the Steelers, especially after a big win against Baltimore, kind of play down to the level of their competition. Could this be a little bit closer, more competitive, and maybe more fruitful for fantasy purposes on Thursday?
It definitely can be closer and more competitive because not only did you say like short week and coming off of a big upset win for the Steelers, but these are two teams that know each other extremely well. They are two teams that have a lot of talent on defense, even if the Browns haven't played like it all year. So for fantasy purposes, from the Steelers, George Pickens is a must-start option right now. Najee Harris is in play with six teams on bye and given the matchup. Outside of those two, you're getting to more fringe options, I would say, on the Steelers. Like, I would try to get away from Russell Wilson potentially this week. And then on the Browns side, I don't love Jameis Winston because of the matchup. I think there's other quarterbacks that I like to stream more this week than he does than Jameis Winston. But Winston has elevated all of those Browns pass catchers. They're all averaging around 10 targets per game since he has become the starter. We've seen Cedric Tillman go off. We've seen Jerry Jeudy go off. And we've seen Elijah Moore be a safe option. So those three are definitely in play as bye week replacements or injury replacements, something along those lines. I'm going to avoid Nick Chubb, but I do think David Njoku is in play as well.
All right, good. You brought up Njoku. That's where I was going to go with you next, because it feels like Njoku, since coming back from his injury and now with Jameis, has kind of elevated himself into the upper tier there of tight ends in fantasy.
Yeah, he is awesome, and he was someone that I loved last season. I really liked taking him in drafts this year because when you watch him play or you look at his stats, either way, he jumps out as, like, this guy is a really good tight end at the NFL level. It turns out all he needs is a competent quarterback, which Jameis Winston is and Deshaun Watson wasn't. So if you have David Njoku, and I know some people were even able to get him off the waiver wire because, like you said, slow start and some injuries. But if you have Njoku, he's pretty much reaching that. You just start him each week and don't even think twice about it.
Michael F. Florio, NFL Network fantasy expert, our guest here in the sports bar. Gross football last night we had to watch. We're just, all right, for the Cowboys, do we remember this game for the sheet metal? Do we remember it for the double fumble? Next Monday night, we get a decent matchup. We get the Ravens and the Chargers, and we look at the Ravens, and okay, they have a weakness. That's their secondary is not very good. They give up yards. But my question is, if I'm looking at the waiver wire, let me run two names past you, and just if you need a spot start with all these players on bye this week, Quentin Johnson of the Chargers, or look, I forgot Will Dissly is now with the Chargers, and he's put up some numbers here in recent weeks. What's your advice about this matchup, Michael?
I think both of those guys are in plays as streaming options this week. I think Ladd McConkey is a strong start. Justin Herbert is a strong start for exactly the reason you said. The Ravens' weakness is their secondary, and especially with wide receivers. They've allowed the most yards, touchdowns, fantasy points to the wide receiver position this year. Last week, Ladd McConkey had a career game. But what goes under the radar, Quentin Johnston, who has been playing great as of late, they both had a 32% first read share. And the week prior to that, Will Dissly was third in the NFL in first read share. So those three have been heavily involved for the passing attack. And the Ravens have struggled against receivers and tight ends. So, like, you're not starting Will Dissly over, like, Brock Bowers or something like that. But if you need a streaming tight end, and with six teams on bye and the state of the tight end position, he is one I like a lot this week. And if you need a streaming wide, like, I don't even think Quentin Johnson is a streaming option. I think he should be viewed higher than that. But I say that as someone who liked him as a prospect coming out of college and not as one of these people who are online doubting every touchdown he scores, because there is a big hive of people who are anti-Quentin Johnson right now.
Mike, what about the Broncos? They keep winning games. And if you're trying, I guess good luck if you're trying to figure out who Sean Payton sees as the hot hand in that backfield. Is there any production to be found out of the three-headed backfield of the Denver Broncos?
If I had to take a shot on one, I would go with Javonte Williams, because I know 2 weeks ago he kind of disappeared, but outside of that game, he has largely been the lead runner for them, and he is the one that Sean Payton seems to trust the most in the passing game. But I think you hit the nail on the head. Like, it's figuring out who Sean Payton trusts each week is a game that I'm not interested in playing. He said for weeks he was going to get Audric Estime more involved. Then he finally gives him a bunch of touches. Estime looks pretty good. And then last week, his volume was not great, but it was even worse than it appears because most of his touches came in the second half of a game where they were leading comfortably. So I don't know if you could trust him. I'm trying my hardest to wash my hands clean of that backfield. To me, with the Broncos, Bo Nix, Cortland Sutton, those and the defense, those are the ones you could start and with confidence.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We saw one of the unexpected things. I guess we shouldn't say unexpected. It's the Jets after all. But the Colts going in and picking up the W. And you have Anthony Richardson redeeming himself a little bit. Well, now they get Detroit at home. So, I mean, from the Colts standpoint, you're playing Jonathan Taylor. But is there something to be said for, well, you know, Detroit's going to put up points. Ergo, Indianapolis has to move that football and point, point, point. Or is this just a matchup you, from a Colts standpoint, you want to stay away from altogether, Michael?
For me, it's more of that because I think Josh Downs is in play. He has seen enough volume weekly and have been enough been productive enough where I think you could start him. But, yeah, Michael Pittman, I'm done with. Alec Pierce. And Anthony Richardson is the one that's interesting this week because we saw the upside. Even when he was playing poorly, this was the upside that he brings and that we know that he has, and we're finally seeing it. But that being said, one game doesn't take away from the fact that the floor still is very low. And while the Lions, like you said, they're always winning by so much, so they have allowed a lot of passing yards. They're tied with the Bears for fewest passing touchdowns allowed in the NFL this year. They're tough against the run. They're tough on screen passes. So because of that, paired with how the floor is with Anthony Richardson, I ideally would try to get away. But I think a lot of people are going to see what he did last week and see the Lions matchup and be like, oh, this is a week to start him. It kind of feels like a trap to me, though.
Michael, I know that from the preseason or from draft season, you and I were simpatico in our love for one Isaiah Pacheco. And to see Pacheco go down to that injury earlier this season, but to hear that he could be back in time for this tasty matchup in Carolina this weekend, what are we hearing about Pacheco's return? And if he is playing, are you willing to take the shot and give him a start in that backfield?
I am. It seems like he has a good chance to return this week. They said they got to see how he looks in practice, but every report is that, or was coming into this week, was that like this is the week he's going to return. I am expecting it to be more of a split because Kareem Hunt has been serviceable. Like, he's not explosive or anything, but he's been effective for the Chiefs. So I would anticipate it looking something like a split, maybe even 60-40 Kareem Hunt side, but I'm still going to guess like closer to 50-50, something like that. But like you said, the best possible matchup a running back could have against the Panthers. This is a game where the Chiefs could be leading by numerous scores, which means they could run the ball even more than they usually do, which is already at a very high rate. So because of the matchup, I think both Pacheco and Kareem Hunt are in play. I value them more as like RB2s, and even Pacheco maybe in the flex range because we're not sure of his workload. But unless we hear like, oh, he's on a snap count, he's only going to get like 15 snaps, 20 snaps, something like that, I think he's in play this week.
All right, one more waiver question I got to ask for you, because count me in this group here. And you mentioned, and this brings the interview full circle, because we asked you about MVS. There's another guy in that Saints offense, because how many times have I had Taysom Hill on the bench? Explosion! There he goes! Oh, and then they put him in the next week, and he gets one carry for 2 yards. What's your advice with Taysom Hill? Because I would imagine he's available in a lot of leagues, Michael.
It's exactly what you just said. You pick him up, but understand that that is what Taysom Hill is. Like, he had a stretch at the end of last season where it was like 4 or 5 weeks in a row he had scored double figures, and a couple of them were over 20, and it was like, all right, he has finally reached the point where we could trust Taysom Hill, and then he put up like 0 points the next week. And that, it's going to drive you mad, but the usage is simply too good to get away from. 3 rushing touchdowns last week, but even bigger than that, 10 targets, 8 catches. They are using him as a tight end at time. They are letting him pass the ball. They're really using him in the passing game as an extension of the run game. He is their short yards runner. So the upside is too high at the thinnest position in the game that I do believe you want Taysom Hill, especially if you've been playing the streaming game week to week or something like that at tight end, because then you could plug him in. And yeah, the floor might be low, but there's no tight end on the waiver wire that bring a higher ceiling than Taysom Hill. So the way he was used, he's not, look, that's his career game. You're not going to get that again, 41.5 points. But we've seen a lot of big days out of Taysom Hill, so he is definitely someone I'm interested in picking up this week.
Mike, when can we check you out on NFL Network this week? What do you got cooking?
Yeah, I'll be on Fantasy Live the rest of the week, especially tomorrow. Big day on the show, having some fun with Tommy DeVito being back. Insiders, rotoballer.com, Florio's Football Show podcast. Pretty, and if you want it all in one place, Twitter, Blue Sky, Instagram, at Michael F. Florio.
We got to get you up here for January, Michael. Bills playoff football. What do you think? We got to get your credential. You know, you can hang out Buffalo.
Works
Rochester.
For NFL Network. He can get his own damn credential. Florio, I want a credential from you when you come to Buffalo. Can you make that happen for me?
I have no idea. I've yet to be there, but I would try. Look, I was trying so hard not to get sucked into, if we beat the Chiefs in the regular season, it means we could beat them in the playoffs. But, like, the way they beat them is very different than any time that we've beaten them in the past. So I'm starting to get sucked in a little bit, and I'm fearful of that.
No, it's what we've been discussing. Sean McDermott, you know, delivering he grew. Like, would you not say, like, in years past, does he go for it on 4th and 2, or is he sending out the field goal unit there, Michael?
He's sending out the field goal unit, going up 5. And the thing is, if that's how they won, like, they go up 5, they hold the Chiefs, I would not feel as confident as I did right now. It's the fact that they took it from them. They made a statement. They beat them by 2 scores. First team to score 30 against them in 2 years. Dominated the time of possession. Dominated, won the penalty battle. Won the turnover. Outran them. Outpassed them. Like, shut down Travis Kelce. He was nowhere to be found. He was on a milk carton. Like, it's just different than past wins against the Chiefs. So naturally, I'm doing what I told myself not to do, and I'm getting sucked in.
Mike, it's great hearing your voice, man. Let's do it again next week, and enjoy the rest of your week.
Likewise, and go Bills.
Thank you, Michael.
Michael F. Florio, NFL Network, talking some fantasy football, getting those Week 12 waiver claims set to get you a win this weekend. Shall we play who's hot and who's cold in fantasy football, Gino?
Oh, yeah, like who's hot and who's cold in fantasy football. How about MVS?
Yeah.
Who would have thought that? 3 catches for touchdowns that went for long, and maybe you can pick him up and put him on the end. And who's cold? I'm going to go with the guy that we were excited about, but now ice cold. You can't pick him up. You can't play him. Audric Estime of the Denver Broncos. No touches in that first half.
Yeah, like we were talking with Florio just now. I mean, good luck trying to decide who the hot hand is going to be in that offense. If you're trying to live inside of Sean Payton's brain and to pick his brain, I wish you best of luck in that in Denver. Who's hot, who's cold in fantasy football? It's brought to you by Airquip Heating and Air Conditioning. It's fun and challenging to know when to start a player that's heating up or bench one who's cooling off. It's not fun to be too cold or too hot in your home or business. Make the best lineup call you can and call Airquip today.
Yeah, we've got Happy Hour coming up next. Are we having a special guest in Happy Hour?
It's a very special anniversary in the sports bar, and we'll explain why. And the New York Jets continue to be the New York Jets. They've fired their GM. he's going to be fine. Will the team be fine? Well, get into all of that with Happy Hour next, and we have time for your calls if you want to pull up a stool. That number is 585-866-4FAN, 866-4326.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.